Chapter 11, Fair Housing Laws. You don't know what you don't know. Yet ignorance is not a valid reason to break the law. You cannot discriminate against prospective buyers based on a variety of factors, including race, sex, and religion. In fact, so many people practice discrimination that Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, commonly called the Fair Housing Act, prohibits sellers and landlords from discriminating against a buyer or renter based on race or color, religion, sex, national origin, familial status, and disability. How to avoid violating the Fair Housing Act. You should not be present during the showing of your home. It makes buyers uncomfortable, and when they're uncomfortable, they won't buy. If you're not at the home, you won't see them. You won't know whether they have children, what their race is, whether they have any disabilities. You won't know anything about them if they choose to make an offer. Don't ask. The less you know about your buyer, the better off you are and the more objective you will be. None of this matters when someone is buying your home. You aren't going to be living there anymore, so someone who has kids is not your problem. Someone who practices a different religion is not your problem. A buyer who is of a different nationality, color, or race is not your concern. It does not matter. Do they have the funds to close, and can they do so in a time frame that suits you? Those are the only things you should consider when accepting an offer. Do not open yourself up to potential lawsuits because of issues that do not matter. Ask your agent for guidance about fair housing laws. Pro tip, when it comes to selling your house, the only thing that matters is whether the buyers can uphold their end of the bargain. All they need to do is close on the house.